When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Craig. The following podcast is not real, but it is doing real damage to the actors' social lives. Nailed it, Craig. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, that's all right. This is all you need to know. About a year and 10 or so months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I'm using it to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, my boon companion, Chunt, the King of the Badgers. Hey, bud, what? How you doing?
Arnold.
I feel like I don't get Chunt's references.
Arnold.
What? Joined by Usidor, the wizard.
I'm worried about Chunt.
Wait, what is... Chunt seems a little off.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I think he's speaking gibberish.
Yeah, Chunt. Buddy, I'm worried about you.
Let me cast a spell of true sight. That's just a badger.
What's that?
It's just a badger.
Wait, that's not Chunt?
No, it's not Chunt.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Just don't let Chunt know that I thought that was him.
No, I won't say anything, I promise. And I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hugstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gaswinius Maestar.
And I think this badger likes the gas my anus thing, because he said something during that part.
Oh, well. And there are other names. Names of such pure delight and wonder that if you were to speak them aloud, a sense of joy and contentment and warmth would fill your heart, and you would form a cocoon out of yourself. Foam would exit your mouth and cover your entire body until a foam-like cocoon transformed you from this chrysalis into your true self.
Your secret names have been getting more and more sort of exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Well, I know how to put on a good show.
True.
Hey, how we doing over here?
Hey, Chunt!
Yeah?
Hey.
Oh, hello, Chunt. Hey. We had this. There's another badger in here.
Yeah.
We were waiting for you because we knew it wasn't you.
And even though it's wearing your crown, we know it's not you.
Good. Oh, good. Yeah, I figured you guys would know that it wasn't me. But yeah, this is my friend Talbot.
Hey, Talbot.
He's the one badger that will still talk to me.
Oh, sure. That's nice.
Sleep with me.
Oh.
But he thought he would take the burden of the crown. So that I can be a badger and still, talk and live amongst the badgers for now to figure out what's going on.
Chunt, I must make a confession to you. I did a double take when I saw this badger wearing a crown, and then Arnold said unto me, "That is not Chunt. It is another badger." And I said, "Oh, of course." For a moment, I was confused.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the main difference is he's burned pretty badly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, right. Yeah, if you look closely, he's missing about half the fur on his body.
Yeah.
Yes, I see that now.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
totally.
Yeah. Yeah, but Talbot's been an amazing friend, so I just want to make sure that, you know, he...
Friend with benefits, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So just trying to look out for him, but it's kind of cool to be like this undercover king and just be like, you know, what are the people saying about me? And it's all real bad.
Talbot, oh, yeah. Talbot, come over here for a moment. Here, let me hit you with this healing rock.
No.
Oh,
God, that is disgusting.
His hair's coming back in.
Okay.
But he's dead.
Well.
He'll be fine.
I don't know. He looks pretty bad. I mean, his hair looks better.
His hair looks
everything
better.
Everything else.
He's not burned.
Talbot.
Let's just get through the rest of this episode, and I'm sure by the end he'll be alive.
Let me use this stick. Talbot, wake up.
Then it hit me
Talbot.
One more time with
Talbot.
The rock.
No! Oh, that did it.
Very funny.
Welcome back. Hey, Talbot, come over here, bud. This is a little routine we've been working on. Listen to this. We're gonna do a knock-knock joke. Here we go. Talbot, you start us off. Who's there? Who? Classic badger joke.
That's a good one. It's funny because it's true.
What's going on with you?
Well, yeah, I just been trying to get ready for our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Ooh. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
We're leaving, and that's crazy.
Wow, two weeks away, and you're trying to get ready. Wow, you're so proactive.
Well, you know, I've tied these ropes around these microphones. You know, we have the Lunar Sword. I've been trying to practice it.
I gave you the Lunar Sword.
You gave me the Lunar Sword. You know what? And you guys, have you guys heard the new song? Like, the bards keep singing the song about the Lunar Sword. Keep hearing they're like, the tale of the wizard, the badger, and the ooze.
Ah.
Oh, they don't mention you in the song?
They don't mention me in the song. And to be fair, I didn't really get the Lunar Sword.
So. No, you helped.
Yeah, you did get it by having it gifted to you by a friend.
Yeah, thank you. It takes a real hero to accept a gift. Yeah.
They don't really write songs about gifts, though, do they?
They should. They should.
Maybe.
What's that, Talbot? He really is. He really is.
Hey, Talbot. He really
is. What a burn.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that in front of
Talbot.
Oh,
sorry. So sorry.
Talbot went through
some serious burning. No, it's hardly noticeable. It's hardly noticeable because your hair grew back, so we can't really see the burn.
It's very good now.
So, Chun, how serious is it between you and the badgers now?
Say what?
How serious is it between you and the badgers? You've been going undercover listening to them talking about you.
No, I mean, yeah, they hate me. It's pretty bad.
Also, how do you go undercover amongst the how do they not know it's you?
I don't talk. Well, the crown is the big thing in terms of what separates me from the other badgers. Also that I walk on two legs and talk. So I've been walking on four legs and not talking. I just chitter-chatter.
Crowns are also how you can recognize human kings.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you see a person, don't assume they're a king unless they're wearing a crown.
See, Arnie, look at Talbot and I.
Yeah.
Now close your eyes.
Okay.
Open your eyes in just a moment and try and find out which one is the king.
Okay. That one.
That's right, Talbot. He's wrong.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not a badger. The badgers can't tell each other apart?
Well, I mean, again, I walk on two legs, and I talk, you know, like this, and that's how the badgers know that it was me in the crown. Yeah. So I blend in, baby.
All right, so you're just in hiding from the badgers.
Yeah. Do you not believe my story? You asked me about it, and now you seem super incredulous.
Just trying to fill more time with
it. Is there a different story you want to have happened?
No, not at all.
So what did you two bring? I brought the cake.
For what?
Talbot brought, he brought some crystals.
We have to pretend like we're celebrating
Blemish's birthday.
Wait, who was, what's
remember
this?
We were talking about the...
I brought some candles here.
Remember we were talking about our quest, and then Blemish came up, and we had to be like, we're talking about your birthday.
Whisper, my favorite friends.
Hey.
Well, hello.
Hi, Blemish.
Are we really your favorite friends?
You are when I'm standing creepily near your table.
Yeah.
At least he recognizes that he's creepy.
It's true.
My self-awareness.
Blemish is, I think, smiling? I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
He looks so pained.
It's what I got.
Maybe he's trying to keep a cat in.
Yeah, there's a little claw.
Oh, no, I saw a little paw come out.
Ooh, Talbot pounced on that guy.
Oh, Talbot.
Here's your cake. We made you a a dark chocolate cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday that's from me, too.
Am I to eat at the table? Am I to pull up a chair?
No, I'm sure you have last. Other friends
yes,
to celebrate
blemish at last joins the table. First a lowly barkeep and a scullery man, then the owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur, and now co-host of the Humans Podcast.
That seems super rehearsed. I feel like he's been waiting to say that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly about that.
Co-host?
Am I to receive the first piece of cake? Who baked it? Who baked it?
Why are we calling it the Humans Podcast also? Can we talk about that?
It is my podcast.
None of this, well, all right.
None of this stuff was here before he showed up.
Yeah, I brought all this stuff from another world.
Well, but Shunt and I are an important
How much
part
stuff
of
did
podcast.
You bring from another world?
How much stuff do you want me to bring?
Name one thing you have from another world.
I have a star shaped like an egg.
One.
That's- I have...
That's all I ask.
Yeah, you just ask for the one.
Oh. Just the one.
All right. Well, I have another thing if you want to know about it later.
Someday.
All right.
As a sign of my rise through the ranks, I've been gifted a wife this day.
What?
Ooh, yes. Gifted a wife?
Gifted. How does that work?
Yes. In dwarvish custom, marriages are arranged.
Oh, and you're half dwarf.
I am half dwarf. I've been gifted a full dwarven wife.
Oh.
Yes.
How does she feel about that?
We have yet to speak.
Oh, I don't like
this. This evening, now that I am celebrating my birthday as the owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur, that Otak Barleyfoot is dead.
We don't know that he's dead.
We do not know
never to return.
Wow. We're going to go look for him.
Blemish returns home to his increasingly opulent hovel.
Opulent?
To find a dwarvish woman. Lying prone upon the bed, I can only imagine.
Huh.
Tonight is Blemish's night, just as today is Blemish's day. Who's cutting the cake? Who's giving me the cake?
I think the whole cake is for you, Blemish. You can just go ahead and take that.
Here, let me throw it outside for you.
Ah, my cake!
Oh, wow. He's a creepy little dude.
Yeah, he really is.
But you know what? We come here, we spend our money here. We should vote with our money.
Yeah, why do... I mean, I guess I do it because I like Otak so much.
Well, you're also co-owner.
I am I'm supposed to be running this
co-manager,
place.
I suppose, more appropriately. Otak is still the owner, and is probably still alive.
Probably.
He could be.
Yeah.
Should we tell Lemish that we're leaving to find Otak as a part of a cover for the reason we're leaving on a quest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll tell him that, because, I don't know, I mean, sometimes I have my suspicions that Blemish is pro-Dark Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never met someone who has cats coming out of them that isn't at least partially evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Also, a lot of times he'll be, on top of his head, he'll be wearing that red cat, and that red cat is like a sign of, like, worshipping the Dark Lord.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did you start going into the wizard state?
It's been a while since he's been in the wizard state.
I know.
Yeah, it's all right, I knew one wizard back at the Great Halls of Trakas who was a good guy, and cats came out of his mouth, but it just seemed fun when he did it.
Oh, I see.
It was like a party trick.
Mm-hmm.
Cat mouth.
Old cat mouth.
Old cat mouth.
Yes.
Isidore, do you miss your days at the old Halls of Trakas?
Well, of course. I look upon those days with great fondness as I... came into the world fully formed as an amazing wizard here to defeat the Dark Lord. I still did hone my powers at this time, and I did, of course, meet my sweet love, Genlevia, and my hated rival, Spintax, who sometimes I get along with. I also met Can.
He seems great.
No,
he is not. Just the worst.
The worst.
I want to make Can look into that bowl. That magical bowl that kills people or whatever it does.
Oh, the water bowl?
Yeah, the water bowl. I'm going to make Can look inside of it.
Yes, I had an idea of a way to use that as a trap. And what you do is you set the bowl in front of you. You lay down as if you are almost defeated. Your enemies approach you. And you say, oh, please, my only weakness is water. And then they want to fill the thing with water to throw at you.
But why would they fill the thing rather than just pour the water directly on you? If you're right next to it, especially.
Well, because Maybe they don't have their own water. Maybe they have to get water from a pond or something.
So they'll pick up the bowl and run off to get water.
You're finding a lot of faults with not offering a lot of solutions.
I'm sorry. I just don't think that stupid bowl is ever going to come in handy.
It's a good trap. If you're near water, your enemies don't have water and they think your weakness is water.
I'm just saying, we're going to be carrying a lot of shit on this trip. Let's leave the bowl behind.
It'll all fit in the bag.
The bag?
Yes, my wizard bag.
What's a wizard bag?
What's a wizard bag? I don't know, about 50,000 coins a year?
Yes! Nice one.
Oh, you walked right into that.
Oh, fucking cool at Talbot. It wasn't that funny.
It was Talbot's good. Dancing, yeah, it get it, Talbot. Yeah.
Come on.
No, a wizard bag, of course.
I liked you better when you were dead, Talbot.
Wizard bag is a pouch or a skin that you magically imbue to be larger on the inside.
Oh, wow.
So you can carry many things with you on a quest quite easily.
So we can carry, like, everything. Like, there's no limit.
Can we put Arnie in the bag?
For a while. Are you in the bag?
Am I in the bag?
Do you want to be in the bag?
I've been in the bag too many times in my life. I'm trying to not do that so much.
Fair enough.
And I'll be carrying all the food for the quest, so I'll have a coconut, and we can put whatever we want in there. Maybe, you know, put some citrus fruit in there.
Hmm.
Like a lime?
Yeah, you could put the lime in the coconut.
Sounds good.
And then I'll feel better.
What else do we need to do before we go?
What else?
Do you know how to use the lunar sword yet?
I've been trying. I've been just... Here, should I... Do you guys mind practicing with me a little bit with the lunar sword?
I would love to engage in a bit of sparring. Yay.
Oh, that's right. You have your sword. We could just sword fight.
Harry, counter.
I'm doing so badly, but I'm not losing.
You should maybe get out of your seat.
Well, to be fair.
I mean, I'm sit sword fighting.
Eustace was on his feet.
Yeah.
And you were sitting down.
Waving the sword around.
But, yeah, to be fair, you are not losing.
Now, what you need to know is that I'm simply putting my sword where your sword is. What we're doing right now is called stage fighting.
Oh.
So if you're in a real fight, what you want to do is try to hurt the person with your sword.
You don't just keep trying to hit each other's swords?
That's right.
That's a mistake I'd always make as a kid when I was playing swords.
Mm-hmm.
You just try to hit each other's swords over and over again.
Yes, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Let's hit our swords over here. Let's hit our swords over here.
Yes, what you want to do is I'll go very slowly. I'm not going to hurt you. But what you want to do is come in low like this and try to hit someone right in the side of their gut.
Eustace, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Nothing a rock whack won't
fix. Yeah, give me that rock.
You know, I was skeptical of the rock at first, but that rock is the best thing we own.
Really,
that's the best thing we own.
We're really getting a lot of use out of the shit we got from trash.
I'm gonna get into those mystery bags too, and there's gonna be something sweet.
Why don't you open one mystery bag?
Oh, you want to open a mystery bag? All right, here we go. I think I've got one around here somewhere.
Frankly, we should open them all. Like, why do we bring up... We should open all the mystery bags before we leave.
If we open up all the mystery bags, what's the mystery?
That's what I've been doing all week. I'm going to leave one for the trip, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Something
to look forward to.
Yes, exactly. But I've been going through them at home, and I found a lot of clay pots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those aren't particularly helpful, but I smashed them all open. I got some money.
Okay.
I found a couple swords. I found some shields. I found some axes. Some leather jerkins, some helmets, a couple pair of greaves.
What's a greave?
It's like a sleeve, an armored sleeve.
But it's always sad.
Yes. And then, of course, what else did I find? Oh, the best thing that I found was a helmet. And the visor of the helmet doth come down over thine eyes. But when it is over your eyes, it is enchanted. And you can see in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Everything has a green pale about it, but you can see clearly in the night. It is a night vision helmet.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it's going to be kind of very handy, I believe.
Chun, as a badger, can you kind of see in the dark?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Talbot, as a badger, can you kind of see in the dark?
You are dead on, Talbot. That's right. Fuck you, dude.
Hey!
We're both badgers. Why would it be different? I possess the same qualities that he possesses.
Yeah. Guys, are we going to get along on the road?
I think so.
Like, I feel like it's going to be kind of hard, right? Like, traveling, sleeping, like, on the side of the road, sleeping in the woods.
I feel like road trips either bring people closer together or tear them apart. And I have faith that we will be brought closer together and we will survive.
Hey, Exactly. What, this is wisdom that does speak now, for surely we shall face perils on the road, unspeakable. Horrible death shall fall upon some of us, but those who survive what? Will feel so grand.
Some of us?
Yes. You don't go on a quest and expect everyone to come home.
Isidore, how many quests have you been on?
Let me think.
I don't know if he's thinking or in the wizard state.
Yeah, I think he's just muttering to himself.
Carry a four. Approximately every score of years, I go on a grand quest.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd say I probably go on a couple of small quests every year.
On average, how many people die on the quest you go on?
Well, that varies. On a large quest, you expect 50 to 60%.
50 to 60%?
Sure.
Small quests can vary quite a bit, because you may only be taking a party of four to go on some sort of raid, to gather some sort of item from some sort of location, or you may be rescuing a young man who's trapped at the top of a tower, or a young maiden who's trapped at the top of a tower, or a young gazelle that's trapped at the top of a tower, or...
A lot of tower quests.
A lot of towers. Perhaps you know, a fish in a fishbowl at the top of a tower. Those tend to go a little easier.
How do you know the fish wants to be rescued from the tower?
Mind control?
Mind control.
Yes, the fish is controlling my mind.
Wait. How would we know if you're... How would we know if you're being controlled by a fish?
Because he's going to drink a ton of water.
Yes, all I talk about is...
I don't know about water.
Look, there's something to eat up there. Look at those little flakes.
Shunt. Talbot,
yeah,
come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I know Usador doesn't drink a ton of water, but he is always drinking.
Great huddle.
Oh, I'm just saying, is it possible that as long as I've been in Foon, Usador, as we know him, is really
been mind controlled by a fish? I mean, I guess it's possible.
That kind of explains a lot.
But that would mean that the fish would have to know magic. Are there any wizard fish?
I don't know.
Usador, have there been any wizard fish?
Oh, plenty.
Well, that doesn't help us, because that could be the fish talking.
Oh, boy. How do you know? It's the...
What a giant fuck you to our quest.
I know. I mean, it's a classic philosophical question. Ooh. How do you know that anyone, including yourself, isn't
under
being
the mind control of a fish?
Exactly.
Let me try something. Hey, Usador.
Yes?
Three. Hold on. What number did I just say?
Three?
He remembers.
He does remember. So fish have short attention spans.
Yeah.
Usador, how long have an attention... I just thought of something. I think I'm being mind-controlled by a fish.
That would explain so
much.
That
would explain a lot about me. Holy shit.
That would explain why you have short-term memory loss?
Oh, my God.
Arnie.
This has been a breakthrough.
Oh, I think you're a fish.
I think I might be a fish. I'm always hungry. If given the option, I will eat enough to kill myself. Sometimes, not always. There's like just a little bit of poop hanging out of my butthole. I'm just walking around and it's just hanging there.
Do you need anything from the bar?
Usador, we're almost done.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I just want to know, right? Wouldn't you want to know if you're being mind controlled?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, duh.
What's that? What do you want to know?
Huh? No, nothing.
I guess.
Arnie's a fish.
Are there tests? Usador, are there tests? Are there fish mind control tests?
Oh, sure. Let me cast a spell of true vision. You are not being controlled by a fish.
Man. Oh.
I mean, you're kind of on par with a fish.
Hmm. So I'm not being controlled by a fish. I just have the intelligence of a fish. I'll take that as a win.
Sure. And a lot of
free
people.
Will.
Yeah.
Yes, fish have free will.
Hmm.
Maybe we should take a break.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
So I'm sorry, Usador, just backtracking a little bit. You've been on a bunch of quests, and you said like 60% of people would die on these quests?
Well, on the larger quests, yes, of course. You're doing battle in large armies, you're scuttling through caves, fighting the perils of both those forces set against you and the very nature itself as you climb a mountain or climb over a chasm, all sorts of dangers about thee. Sometimes a smaller quest to say a party of anywhere from 3 to 7, we'll say. Maybe you lose one person, maybe everyone survives. Oh. Maybe half the people die. That one's really a roll of the die.
I see. And this is a big quest, though, right?
This is a big one.
Is this the biggest quest you've ever been on?
The grandest quest I've ever undertaken. Oh, finally I shall do what I was brought into this world to do when the birds and the wind and the fire and the air did conspire to say there shall not be a Dark Lord. We shall conspire to fight against him. Aye, we shall create a champion. A champion who shall lead us to safety and freedom.
Chunt, have you ever been on a quest?
Sorry, I was grabbing some drinks at the bar. You were talking to Talbot again.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it. Chun, have you ever been on a quest?
Yeah.
Sorry, Talbot. I'll ask you afterwards.
I have been on a quest before.
Oh, wow. What quest did you go on?
I was, like, hungry in the middle of the night, and I was like, I need to go get some food. So I, like, got a party together, and we went and found some late-night food.
Oh. How many, what percentage of people on that quest died?
17.
17%?
To be fair, well, 17
people. Well, 17 people.
To be fair, 15 were kids.
Oh.
And then the other two just died.
And then were you the only survivor?
Yes, I was.
Oh. Did you get the food at least?
I did, yeah. Oh. It was delicious. Hey, can I ask you, while you're talking to me, can you not continuously open and close that tiny chest?
Well, why not?
Because there's like little bubbles coming out of it.
Oh.
I feel like you're enamored with that little chest.
Well, it's just like, just gets my attention. It's like a little treasure chest.
Okay. It just is annoying.
Now, Chunt, are you going to stay in badger form for the quest?
You know, this has been a big thought of mine, is like to help the quest. Should I, you know, woo or have relations with a larger animal?
Yeah.
You know?
Possibly.
Something to help you out, so we'll see what happens, you know. I really enjoy being a badger, and I don't know. Right now, it feels really good to be able to be in the mix with them and not be hated. I mean, I am hated, but they don't know that, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see what shakes out.
Yeah.
Would you guys prefer I was a different animal?
I see no need for it. But for your own sense of safety and well-being, I didn't know if you wanted to become maybe a bear or a great blue tiger. But, Chunt, with your hammer, I will be happy to have you by my side in any battle we encounter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am always armed to the teeth.
Yes,
this is just how I think of you. I think of you as a badger.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you call me instead of a shapeshifter.
It's true.
I think you forget that I was a tiny horse before. I was a crocodile, you know.
Have you thought more about settling into a shape?
I mean, I think I have, right?
I suppose that's true.
Arnie, is there an animal you would prefer, if, like, top three animals that you would think would be helpful on a quest? What do you think?
Top three animals that would be helpful on a quest. Horse. Yeah.
Okay. Because you could ride me?
Yeah.
We can just grab horses.
I don't know, like a bear.
Okay.
And
Don't say fish.
Oh.
Were you going to say fish?
No. I was going to say plankton.
Plankton?
Yeah.
How would that be helpful on the quest?
It could eat you?
Because what?
Because it could eat you.
Plankton could eat you?
No, I could eat you.
Because you're a fish?
Are you talking to the plankton? Who are you talking to right now?
And remove that piece of glass that you're holding up and have your lips pressed against. That's super annoying to look at.
Okay, sorry.
Why do you press your face up against that glass?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a whole other world on the other side of this glass. All right. If Chunt was plankton, we could eat him.
Three most useful animals. Marlin, Snapper, Bass.
Wait, Chunt, Talbot. Look, I know it's very likely that I'm the one that is being brain controlled by a fish.
One of us is, for sure.
But a lot of evidence still points to Usador.
He just mentioned three fish that it would be helpful for me to be.
Exactly.
He wears blue. Blue's the color of water.
Yeah.
How do we know? What's reality?
I have no idea.
We gotta find out.
Talbot, what do you think?
That is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Do you know what he said?
No. I don't speak badger.
We're going to place that bowl in front of him, the bowl with water, mm-hmm. and see if he tries to jump in.
Okay. Wait, but is there water in the bowl? No.
Hey, Isidore.
Yes?
Look at this bowl of water.
That's the trap bowl.
Yeah, he's not a fish.
No, not a fish. Definitive.
You know what I love?
What's that?
Rocks.
Oh, wait a second.
Have you ever taken the little rocks, like the little pebbles, and just put them in your mouth?
He's a fish.
Just to feel them around and like
fish.
Then I kind of let them go.
Oh, God.
It's a fun way to pass the time between quests. Just put a little pebble in your mouth.
I'll be right back. All right. I locked the door. Blemish, come over here. Blemish?
Yes?
We have a birthday gift for you.
Oh,
we have a little game, okay?
More to celebrate my birthday.
Blemish, the game we created for your birthday. This is just for you, buddy, just to celebrate your birth. The game is one of us four sitting here with you. One of us is a fish. And it's up to you, buddy, to figure out which one of us is a fish.
How do we know which one of us? Oh, do we get a card or something?
This isn't like Cat or Doctors. It's not like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a game where you try to suspect who is a fish. This game is called A Fish Called Wonder.
Seems like a bit of a stretch.
I wonder. Each of you I hate in my own special way.
What?
Each of you small-minded, ignorant, bound in ways you do not understand. To me... You are all three fishes, all of you.
What about Talbot?
Don't forget Talbot.
Four. All four of you are fishes. All of Foon is fishes, filled with fishes. Little tiny fishes who know nothing.
Oh, shit. A cat just crawled out of his mouth and ran straight to Usador and started sniffing him.
Oh.
Also, Usador is a fish.
Yep, see? Yep.
Wait, yeah. What? Why am I a fish?
Everyone. Grab his arms.
No.
Grab the rock.
What are you doing? Ow! That was fine.
I'm trying to heal him from being a fish.
The greatest gift of all, the greatest birthday present ever is to see Zonin and beaten with a rock.
What makes you think I'm a fish?
Because you love rocks. You wear blue. Those are the two things that make
things that fishes are well known for?
Smell yourself.
I always smell like that. Fishes don't wear anything. And they don't love anything. They're incapable of love. I love rocks. And I love birds. And I love my friends and the fellowship that we have here at this table. What I don't love is evil, which you are clearly a master of an evil being. Blemish.
I'm the owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur since Otak Barleyfoot is dead.
He's not dead.
He's almost certainly dead.
Nah,
absolutely
so,
99.9% dead.
Well, to prove you wrong, we are about to embark on a quest to go find Otak Barleyfoot.
Yeah, we're going on a quest to find Otak. We're leaving in 2 weeks, and we're not going to do anything else.
That's it. That's all we're doing.
It's not a cover for another bigger quest.
Let's play it cooler.
Talbot, Arnie, huddle up.
Yeah.
I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Blemish? Blemfish?
He's a fish.
You know, here's another thing. You know how fish always have cats coming out of their mouth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on them.
To what end? Why would anyone want Otak Barleyfoot back in the Vermilion Minotaur? Disgusting, elvish, bossy.
He was kind
snarky.
To you.
He was very kind to you.
He was kind to
all of us.
He was also snarky and sarcastic.
He gave you a job when no one else would care for thee. He left thee in charge of his family's bar, hoping that you would take care of this tavern in this time of need.
Yea, and now that he is dead, I build upon his shoulders and rise this tavern ever higher to more important things than Zonin. And
you know what? Give me that
you,
cake back.
Or, oh,
give me
quick,
that cake back.
Give us the cake back.
I've eaten most of it with my hands and feet.
No kickbacks.
Yep, don't care. Give it back.
We are not celebrating your birthday anymore, Blemish.
Yeah, fucking freak.
I'm not celebrating your quest to find stupid people who are best left for dead.
What are you doing in the basement?
What are you doing in the basement? Answer nothing. No one's in the basement. The basement is where my new wife is. She's down there. I am going to meet her after this for my birthday night celebration.
Blemish, is this whole thing about your wife made up?
Yes, did you make up a wife?
This is a birthday thing that Blemish is doing for Blemish. Don't really want to answer more questions. Lots of questions from four individuals who are soon to be departing the Vermilion Minotaur, no longer paying Blemish's wages.
You know what? Otak left me co-in charge of the Vermilion Minotaur.
I choose to not remember that.
The only person that believed in Blemish was Otak. And maybe Otak is dead. And you know what? That means no one has to believe in Blemish anymore. Blemish, get out of the Vermilion Minotaur.
The Vermilion Minotaur is mine.
It's not yours.
It's at least
it's mine, co-mine. Too. It's 51% mine. Blemish, you're fired.
Arnie.
Ooh.
Here's another idea. You four get out of the Vermilion Minotaur.
We're going to leave
pack
on a
your things and go.
Nay.
We're going to leave on a quest to find Otak, and we're going to leave Talbot in charge.
What? Who the fuck is Talbot? I've never seen that guy in here before, ever.
To be fair, Talbot doesn't come in here at all.
Oh, and yeah. Wait, I should have talked to Talbot
every
about this.
Every week. Most weeks I say absolutely nothing and I'm silent and you do not even sometimes remember me or my name. And you would leave the tavern to some walk-on nothing, no character.
I wish we could leave it to Metamore. He's here a lot.
Metamore's here a lot. Oh, shit, or Mundle. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, Mundle. You're always here.
We just forget about you.
He's here all the time, Mundle. Do you want to be in charge of the tavern?
Hey, Mundle should probably come with us, right?
Yeah. Mundle, you do you. Whatever you want to do. You can come with us if you want.
It doesn't matter. We'll figure out who's in charge later. What's important is you're out of here, buddy boy.
Leave or stay makes no difference to Blemish. The time is coming. It's all coming to a head.
What's coming to a head?
Leave or stay. I care nothing for the Vermilion Minotaur.
What's in the basement then? What's
you,
in the basement?
Or you, or any of the living creatures in Foon. Nothing's in the basement, Zonin, and nothing at all. Me and the sack of flour that I've carefully stolen one per week for the past 52 weeks and stuffed into clothes that I have pilfered from other dwarves to make my dwarf wife. That is in the basement. It is a series of 52 sacks of flour.
You made a flour wife.
Now you know.
That's a big wife.
This guy's been fucking 52 sacks of flour?
What is happening?
So wait, is it 52, that is not love. 52 dwarves or one giant dwarf?
We don't need to know. I don't want to know.
I mean, I kind of want to know, but I mostly don't.
I will describe it to you in detail if you would like.
Talbot, what do you think? Yeah, probably best not.
Yeah. Blemish, please leave. Leave the Vermilion Minotaur and never come back.
Blemish, hear me? That torch off the wall with your name on it. Hand me that torch. I'm extinguishing your fire. Pack your things and go. I got nothing for you.
I did all of the right things. I did the Vermilion Minotaur the right way.
You weren't here to make friends,
no,
we know.
I am not. I was not here to make friends. I was here to make the Vermilion Minotaur the best it could be and to win the Vermilion Minotaur. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are dwarves and there are fish, and you four will always be fish.
One of us is probably a fish.
Yeah. You know what? A dwarf needs a blemish like a fish needs a Usador.
A dwarf? I don't know.
We must go on another quest before we go on our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
How's that? What's that?
There is an octopus at the top of our tower. We must save it.
Oh, no. Usador, are you being brain controlled by a fish?
Well, I don't think I am. That is an octopus that needs our help.
Well, let's go save that octopus.
So, yeah, fish mind control. Some weeks I feel like we don't really need to remind you this isn't real. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Talbot the Badger was played by a badger named Tugs.
Hey, can I do some outro stuff?
Oh, Trisha, I didn't know you were here. The big guy kind of expressly told me not to let you do that, so... Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. The fourth episode of our spin-off podcast, Offices and Bosses, where Arnie and the gang play the Foon role-playing game of the same name, is out now. Go to howl.fm/magic to listen. Here's a little clip of episode 4.
So I guess what's difficult here is that unless you guys have a special plan to get it by through the ropes, we're going to be leaning on your strength and dexterity scores, which are probably terrible across the board.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Gail, not very dexterity.
Gail, do you still have that, what was that drink you had?
I have Arbor Mist.
Or maybe drink your Arbor Mist and the alcohol inside will loosen you up a little bit so you can go through
it. It's Arbor Mist Strawberry Merlot.
Yeah, it should be written on your sheet there.
There it is right there.
That might loosen you up so you can go through the course without touching the ropes.
Yes, I will drink it. Oh my gosh, I feel young and pretty. Oh, it's like I'm flying. Way to go, Gail!
You will have to roll a die, too.
I roll a die.
I really enjoy that. That was
I amazing. Roll?
I feel like Cabarone has some sort of special connecting to the wooden dice where he just keeps rolling.
I know.
The numbers that...
Which is great for us.
Conceivably impossible, you know. Yeah. Actually, I don't understand how...
I know, but look at this die. What is it made out of?
It's made out of wood.
Yes, and what am I made out of?
Wood.
Isn't that crazy that we're the same thing but different?
Well, there's 20 faces on that die. But
yes, but we all have 20 faces
inside
the box. You've
managed to roll a 35.
Yes.
Wow, your drunken revelry works, and you kind of limbo your way back and forth through the spider web.
Let's go, friends. It's like a mist near the arbor, which is a tree.
Riveting.
Good job, Lucy.
It's Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant good job, Craig.
Are you doing okay, Trisha? You're staring at me kind of weird. Okay, well, I'm going to go lock myself into the safe room for a little bit, and I'll see you guys next week.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.